And good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio. And coming up this weekend at Northwestern State University is the 5th Annual Louisiana Studies Conference with the theme this year of Preserving Louisiana, a presentation of creative and scholarly works. And with me today in our Knoll Foundation studios is Shane Rasmussen. He's the director of the Louisiana Folklife Center and also an associate professor of English at Northwestern State University in Natchitoches. Shane, thanks for coming up.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's start with a review about what the conference is all about this year. Can you give us kind of an overview of what you're going to be talking about during this conference and how that relates to everybody out there?
You bet. This is another exciting conference because, you know, each of these conferences has been a kind of a hybrid event. Mm-hmm. In 2010, we had all these film directors came up and they brought their films with them. So one time it was these academic conversations, but at the same time it was the film directors showing their films, like a mini film festival, mm-hmm. and then discussing with the audience their films right after that, so that the work and their creativity and the scholarship all became this one beautiful amalgamation. The conversations were off the charts. The year to that was Louisiana Fictions. We brought in all these poets and creative writers,
right,
including our Louisiana Poet Laureate, Julie Kane.
Okay. And then the following year it was
art.
Right.
Louisiana art and
mm-hmm.
artists, and we had all these artists come in and join us. Well, this year, for Preserving Louisiana, once again, we have scholars from all around the state, as well as 7 other states come in. But we also have something really great. We have conservators and preservationists and historians come in.
Mm-hmm.
And all these conversations, we never divide them up.
Right.
You know, the artists are over here, and then the scholars are over here. We always make sure that they're in the same sessions,
right,
so that they become really synthesized, really symbiotic conversations where people are feeding off each other's ideas, and the conversations are spectacular. And in fact, we have several creative writers coming up once again, including former poet laureate Daryl Bork from University of Louisiana Lafayette. My alma mater, actually.
Yeah.
Just a wonderful poet who has it within his blood, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this drive to, is kind of like Barry Onsole, a drive to present,
right,
and I think celebrate his heritage and to show it and to document it, because the poems themselves become a kind of documentation of his culture.
And one of the sessions you're going to have is literally on poetry and preservation in Louisiana. Now, is part of that the way in which poetry can preserve certain fragments of our historical past and certain moments in time so that they're remembered, but through a literary fashion rather than just an academic fashion?
Exactly. But also because poetry is this felt genre. I mean, it comes out of that direct personal experience. So when you hear these folks talk about, for example, their history of Louisiana or the kinds of traumas, for example, they're going to be talking about Katrina and Rita and some of the rebuilding of those communities down south.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that that speaks to something more than just what happened in South Louisiana, because
right,
we all have these traumas in our own lives. And how do you get past that?
Right.
And how do you use then that to build your own communities anew, to become stronger ultimately?
Now, other topics are language, literature, and Louisiana. What is currently going on, and how is this conference going to reflect some of the current trends?
Well, actually, one of my colleagues at NSU, Thomas Reynolds, is going to be talking about Ernest Gaines.
Okay.
And he's, in a way, he's kind of reconsidering Ernest Gaines because he's looking at the conjure, in a sense, tradition coming out of Africa and showing how, in a sense, this is a syncretic relationship with Christianity,
mm-hmm,
and how it just, it, in a sense, it helps the people to reconsider what is African-American history.
Right.
I mean, it's not just things that they picked up in the New World, it's things that they brought with them from the
right,
old.
Exactly.
And you can't really separate them out very easily. But also we have, you know, for example, a great poet, Catherine Savage Rosman, who's going to be talking about how Creole poetry is now revitalized to some extent. And in a sense, it's almost like a Creole kind of spirit, because some of them are not writing in French or a Creolized French,
mm-hmm,
but they're writing in English, but they're writing about Creole topics, and
right,
they're celebrating their heritage with the voice that they know now.
So it's a broader access to the ideas and thoughts because it is in, you know, the sort of common vernacular.
Yeah. You know, on that topic, there's one of the coolest ones that I've seen. We have a wonderful scholar coming up to talk about the attitudes towards Cajun French. And he found that although they speak it sometimes less, they haven't had as much exposure. Mm-hmm. Young people in South Louisiana, when they get exposed to the language of their heritage, they're actually more excited about it,
right,
and have a more interest in continuing it than the people that may know it more than their parents or right. grandparents. And often they want to learn it. They have this hunger to learn it because they want to continue that heritage. It's not something they're taking for granted. And so there's kind of this attitude of teach me. That's a wonderful.
Well, there's also the idea that whatever mom and dad no longer find chic, the young people will then revitalize.
You know, their grandparents. Mm-hmm. You know, think of Hadley Castile and his great song, 400 Lines,
right.
writing those lines because he spoke Cajun French in school. Mm-hmm. Without that stigma, there's the space for these students to say, you know what, this is my culture.
Right.
And no one's stigmatizing it anymore in those ways, or at least not in the same ways.
Right, exactly.
And so instead, there's this excitement. And so you have all these young people saying, yeah, I want to be part of this. Let's mm-hmm. not let it die. As a folklorist, this is the kind of thing that makes my heart start beating faster.
Now, you have a lot of other topics as well. And one of those is urban renewal in Louisiana and the old world people in modern Louisiana. Give us a little idea about both of these real quick.
Kelly Rich and Jackie Lewis are folks that are living in North Louisiana, and they are working with projects, so they're really trying to get people excited about it. And it's hard not to get excited when they talk about it,
mm-hmm.
because they feel that you should go in, rather than paying some huge mortgage for a new house, you should instead go into a neighborhood and find a house that has good bones and buy it in cash if possible.
Right.
And you can get these things cheap.
Oh yeah.
The money you would spend on a mortgage, you spend that on revitalization.
Right.
Many people look at these things and they see that they don't see them as possible because, well, it's going to cost so much money to revitalize this house. But if you're not paying that mortgage payment, if you're willing to live in a house that's not the perfect house, mm-hmm. then give it 5-10 years and it can become that great house. And in fact, it's maybe even better because it has this heritage to it and this wonderful old world look that, you know, we're losing some of those houses.
Right, yeah.
So you're doing something from the community as well as for yourself.
It's also a great chance to put some sweat equity into a home, which, you know, turns into real equity down the road. You
yes.
know, if you want to do some of that work yourself.
And it's kind of like what Paine said, you know, that which we obtain too cheaply, we do not prize highly enough.
Absolutely,
You sweat for that house.
Yep, yep.
And you're going to love that house more.
You're going to take care of it.
That's right. It's more than mowing your lawn.
So now the old world people in modern Louisiana,
you
give
bet.
Us an idea about this one.
You know, John Sutherland's going to come up now from Monroe,
right.
and he's going to talk about the Hungarians in Louisiana, mm-hmm. which is interesting because, you know, he highlights very clearly the contributions of the Cajuns and the Creoles. But he says, you know what? So many people look at that and they look at those contributions because they're so monumental.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of easy to forget that other people are here.
Yeah, Germans,
Italians,
Scott, Irish, yeah,
yeah, and they've made these tremendous contributions.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It reminds me when we did the Natchitoches NSU Folk Festival, Sheila Richmond had this great idea for ties to the Isles,
mm-hmm.
To the British Isles,
right?
And we had a huge crowd because so many people have this heritage and they wanted to celebrate that, and they came out and joined us. So he's going to highlight the contributions of some little known populations here. Another spin on that is talking about the Cajun traders or traiteurs that are these traditional healers within the community, generally within the Catholic kind of tradition. And in fact, they sometimes have a bit of a kind of strange relationship with that because, you know, they are tolerated by the church to a great extent. And they're seen as just one more, in a sense, one more way to go. You get blessed by the priest and then you go to your traiteur. And he also, in a sense, what he does becomes very holy. You know, that's, again, kind of a symbiotic, syncretic relationship in their religion that becomes really cool.
Now, one of the ones that caught my eye, actually, there's two, and that's the Chauvin Sculpture Garden and
yes.
also the Kent Courtney tapes. So give us an idea about both of these real briefly.
You know, Marilyn Wernette of the Cami G. Henry Archives down at NSU, and also Dr. Pellegrin, they're going to come in and they're going to talk about the Kent Courtney tapes, which are in the archives.
Mm-hmm.
And in a sense, they're documenting this really, in a sense, seminal conservative voice that came out of North Louisiana for quite a while on the radio and things like that, but also the private conversations. And, you know, a lot of these things have never been documented in that they're going to be playing some of the tapes right there in that session. And these are the kind of things that in a sense were the burgeonings of what would become a much greater movement. At that time was something that was just kind of getting its legs going. It's kind of a really cool kind of grassroots way to look at history, to get right down to the voices of these people that are now, a lot of them, gone.
Yeah. And now about the Chauvin Sculpture Garden?
You know, it's in a way the same thing, except instead of the voices, it's the voices of all these statuary. That this wonderful man named Kenny Hill came into Chauvin, Louisiana, and he just kind of set up shop. And in doing so, he took this outside venue and he started building these statuary, many of which had figures with on figures on figures. And they look very old worldish in a way, because many of them had this religious iconography built right in. So you have angels and you have Jesus, and he built himself into them as well. So it becomes this wonderful tapestry of statuary of himself and his religious quest. And now Nichols State is working to preserve this. In fact, Deborah Sabelli is going to come up and talk about her efforts to preserve the statuary, because they are now, they're a treasure.
And one of the other highlights that you'll be doing at this conference is the NSU Louisiana High School Essay Contest. And so tell us about this contest. What are they writing about this year?
Actually, they had the same theme as the conference, which is preserving Louisiana. And these were high school students all around the state that participated. And we got so many really, really great essays. And it's kind of hard always to choose. You know, it comes down to ultimately three winners. Mm-hmm. But the committee always has a tough time figuring out, okay, which three, because it comes down to so many. This year, actually, Ann Mertens, a home study student from Natchitoches, took first place with talking about her ancestors in A New Life. And the other two winners are actually both from Monroe.
Okay.
That's kind of a surprise. Both in the same school. Brent Charles Alexander from River Oaks School in Monroe with cultural and heritage preservation and genealogy and ancestry awareness. And Ryan Moore from the same school with Preserving Louisiana. It's just neat that these kids are putting these things together, because these are great writers.
So now your keynote speakers this year.
Yeah, Dr. Sabelli talking about the Chauvin Garden, but also we are honored. The Friday night keynote is going to be given by Lieutenant Governor Jay Darden, and he's going to be talking about cultural conservation in Louisiana. The title of his talk is Louisiana, Land of Perpetual Romance, and we are excited and frankly honored to have him come up and join us.
All right. Well, Shane, I want to thank you for coming up and joining me today for this spotlight.
Oh, this has been a pleasure.
All right. That was Shane Rasmussen, the director of the Louisiana Folklife Center and an associate professor of English at Northwestern State University in Natchitoches, who joined me in our Noel Foundation studios to talk about the 5th Annual Louisiana Studies Conference, which will take place this weekend at Northwestern State University. It is free and open to the public, and if you'd like more information about this conference, you can visit the Louisiana Folklife Center on the web at louisianafolklife.nsula.edu. Or you can also call the center at 318-357-4332. You can also visit our website for links to the center at redriverradio.org. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.